Hello, hello, hello. Good morning. Today is Sunday, September 8th. And what a happy, happy Sunday. Hello, my friends, and welcome to my series, which is the Happiness Planner Law of Attraction Day 3. If you're new, welcome. Stay for a while, give a listen. I hope you'll, click on subscribe and join the family or give a like or follow along. I absolutely love to have you. If you are new, for the past several weeks, I have been working through the Happiness Planner's Journal series called the Law of Attraction Box. Click on that link if you'd like to know more. Find out a little detail about it. So, everyone get comfy. I don't know if I'll make it quick. I'm going to try to make it quick and move through this, y'all. I really am. But again, happy Sunday. Thanks for being here. And let's get this party started. Okay. So last week, I had to sigh on that. It was awesome. I am on my restcation, formerly named staycation, now renamed restcation. And last week was restful, to be able to take some time off and get caught up on my sleep and get the 7 hours that are in my 30-day challenge. So I can say for the first, 2 weeks of September, I've been getting my 7+ hours. And if I can get a nap, that's all good too. I've talked to some friends, played some catch up. And even though I'm home, I am still hitting my step goals and working out. So I am quite happy about that. And it's quite the contrast from, last week. And that was not a happy week. So the best thing about this week, y'all, is Saturday was B's birthday. Mighty B, my B. And for those of you all that are new, B stands for Bianca. Bianca is my daughter who celebrated her 28th birthday. 28, y'all. 28 is crazy, right? And like I typed here, because she's getting older and I just look good. That's all I'm going to say. But anyway, yo, I'm joking. Enough of that tomfoolery. It's going to be a lot of tomfoolery in this today. So, we've had a great weekend. She's hanging out, doing her thing with friends. We had dinner. We went to see the second installment of It. Catch that, y'all. I don't know if y'all into that, if y'all into the Stephen King, but it's definitely interesting. Some twists and turns. We've enjoyed it. We've enjoyed some good food, some brunches, dinner. And, it's been great. And I will reiterate what's written. It is such a blessing to have someone in your life who looks out for you. And Bianca, since as old as I can remember, has always looked out for me and made sure I had what I needed. When people would give her money, she would break me off some and say, "Mommy, this is for you." And it is so nice. When I wrote out her birthday card, it actually made me cry because when we do birthday cards, we actually write. It's a little mini letter in there because, I never like to say that she's my friend because my child is not my friend. We don't play that. That's my child. I am her mother, and that is the way it is. But over time, as she gets older, she is the best company, the best person to have around. She just, everybody got their little idiosyncrasies and their little quirks, but, she's always been a pleasure and, a good kid. So, yeah, I love you, Mighty B. And that used to be my nickname for her because she knows she makes my heart sing and she gonna get this inside joke. Girl, we ride together. Girl, we die together. You my homie for life. Again, more tomfoolery. But that's good, y'all. That means that I am having a good day. And a blessed day. And like I said, she will understand the foolishness because she does listen to my podcast. So she will understand. So today, let's move on into it. I am talking about things that I stopped doing on social media for the blog and how it's affected my traffic, because I think I talked about that a couple of months ago, how I was going to stop, and I could tell y'all how that's affected my traffic. And do I pick this bone? Because I kind of got a bone to pick, but I don't even know if I should pick this bone. So we're going to leave that one up in the air. And then I kind of already did my birthday wishes for B, but I might say it again. We don't know. We're going to see how this goes. So first up, things I stopped doing on social media for my blog and how that's affected my traffic. I am going to say that the only places where I was really promoting my blog was Pinterest. I started out on Instagram and Facebook. But my discontent with Instagram is people follow, unfollow. You got bots, you got not bots. And like how, if you've noticed people's accounts, how they have like 10 images and 10,000 followers. And I don't have time to be getting all worked up about why are people doing this and why aren't they. And I haven't gotten a single solitary follower from Instagram. So you know what? I had to let that go because that wasn't hurting me. Either way, it just wasn't making a difference. What I had continued doing was Pinterest, because I do get some traffic from Pinterest and Facebook. And believe it or not, when I was really pushing Facebook hard, I got followers from Facebook, but it requires so much of your time. And when I mean it takes the fun out of it. If your blog is fun, if it's recreation, then Facebook and promoting in general takes the fun out of it. Unless this is your full-time job and you need that, it took away everything for me, because, you know, I'm writing lists and every Monday, okay, I'm promoting this. I got this affiliate. I'm going to talk about this. I'm going to talk about that. I'm on there 3 times a week. I'm in the forums. Hey, I like you, like me, come follow, come to, I mean, it's just, it's a lot of work, and I guess it's worth it, because the traffic that I did get from Facebook did turn into subscribers. And I will say that I don't know if I want to do that again, but it turned into subscribers, and I appreciate those people. And I actually had feedback and I talked to them. So again, it may be something that I try again, but let's keep in mind, the subscribers that I got from Facebook were not because I was just putting up posts, because you know how my blog, you know, the way my stuff is set up, how my blog is set up and whatnot is when I post from my blog, and everybody can do this, it automatically posts to Facebook. And I wasn't really getting it from that. Where I was getting the traffic from is Facebook every now and then will throw you a bone and give you a freebie and say, here's $10 credit to promote your blog. And they gave me that twice. And one time I paid. And that is how I got the traffic, was spending $10 for, well, not spending. Well, really only spent $10. Facebook gave me $20. So I spent, you know, a little bit of coin, and that's how I got followers. But then you have to look at that, like, is that really, like, worth that? Is that something that I want to I don't know. I mean, when you do your blog, you do it for the love of the blog, and you really, really, you want people to see your content. But if you love it, you don't care if 5 people see it. It's, you got 5 people to see it and 5 people that comment. Who cares? Because a lot of times affiliates and brands don't care about page views and sessions and followers. They just want to know if you got dedicated people who are going to buy something. And that's really all that boils down to. So I want to say that not promoting on Facebook has affected my traffic, and it's probably those subscriber numbers have not moved. And I had to get off that. I had to get out that moving vehicle, basically, or put the brakes on that moving vehicle and get out of that self-destructive behavior of I'm looking at a number. And what does that really mean? You know, what does that all boil down to? It's like, I ain't got time for that. I really don't. I need to stay positive and do something that I care about and like doing, and not allowing that to drive how I put out content, if that makes sense. So, yeah. I may try to do it again. You know, I don't know. It's like, I was really happy with the WordPress community. And there's another young lady I follow called Celia. Her blog is always Celia. And she put out a post about self-hosting versus hosting from WordPress. And she hit it on the head. When you switch to self-hosting, your numbers drop. Because one thing WordPress does have is a really united, wonderful community. And when you post, people see it and they see it right away. And you ain't got to go out and try to find people. And, you know, it's just this versus that and what you feel like doing and where you want your website to go and what are you trying to achieve with it. So, yeah, that's it. Now let's move on. Do I pick this bone? Let me tell you something. It's a little meat on this bone. And I've wrestled with this. Do I want to pick this bone? Do I want to talk about this? Do I want to put this out there for everybody? And I don't know if I want to put it out there for everybody. But let me just say before, while I'm still turning it over in my mind, whether or not I want to say it, that this thing that I'm holding on to, this meat on this bone, really affected me going into my weekend. I'd like to say that what happened with the conversation that me and my significant other had, it really bothered me. It bothered me going into my weekend. It made it so it interrupted my sleep. Anything that interrupts my sleep is a problem. And I thought about it because I realize that I'm supposed to be giving, forgiving, and understanding. Yeah, I get all of that. But we're trying to work together. And we cannot, it's not going to be no together if we're not able to come to some type of understanding. And I know that that's cryptic. And now that I'm thinking about it, I don't want to put it all out there. He knows that he's going to be in the doghouse for a minute, because you can't on one side of your face complain about what we're lacking, and then when we get a chance to fill in those holes, you renege. That's all I'm going to say, y'all. I'm going to leave it like that. I'm just going to leave it how it is. So, birthday wishes for B. And you know what? I am going to read more about the birthday wishes, because this week's, or this day three of the Law of Attraction, it asks and talks about what's the greatest thing you have manifested in your life so far. And that involves Bianca. So I am going to move on down and through that, because it's saying to get into the flow of manifestation. And yes, I'm sorry if I'm talking too fast. I have moved on to day three in my Law of Attraction journal. Right. And underneath what it's asking you, there's a little blurb that says, to get into the flow of manifestation, it is crucial to remember that we are perfectly capable of it and probably have done so several times in the past with or without consciously being aware of it. And what blessings have come into your life that have made you extremely grateful to be alive? Well, you know, first and foremost, mine is becoming a mom and having a daughter. And I think that's in my reverse bucket list. It's the single most significant, most important thing that has happened in my life, because from the point that she was born, I became responsible for someone else that wasn't myself. I became responsible for her environment, her happiness, her quality of life, and everything, what she did, what she said, what she put into her body, that was on me. I became responsible for a life. And when you think about the magnitude of that, it's so deep, because it is a blessing. Because I don't know if I was necessarily, and I could say that I pretty much wasn't, because I was 24. I was not on the right track before I had her. I wasn't doing anything significant. I wasn't in college. I was just working. I was partying. I was having fun. And it's not that I was living a life of sin, but it wasn't the best. And it wasn't enriching me or myself in any way. And I wasn't taking care of myself in the way that I should. So for me, becoming a mom and carrying that life was very significant because I had to get right, not just with me. I had to get right with God. And when Bianca was born, like the outpouring of affection and help from friends and help from people that I didn't even know. I was very ill prepared because she was born 2 weeks early. And unlike some people who prep and prepare and buy things, I was in like 3 weeks before she was born and I hadn't bought a single thing. You know, I was struggling, you know, financially, even though I was living at home, I was struggling financially, you know, trying to pay bills and trying to do all of these things. And I'd saved a little bit of money with the intention to go buy things. Those things, what? I don't know. There was no guide or list or I couldn't exactly go on Google and say, what do you need for the first 6 months of their life? There's no Google. So, excuse me, it was hard for me, but my dad and my aunts and family, they pulled together. They bought things. My dad got stuff. My mom bought a crib. I mean, they took me, you know, into their care, me and Bianca, and they took care of me like you would not even believe. And so it really made me wake up and say, okay, you're a parent. You're an adult. Get right. And so it was an eye opener. It was an experience where, again, it wasn't just about me. It was about her and her welfare. And I have sacrificed a lot over the years for her health and welfare and her environment. So it's been an awesome ride to have her grow up to be such a wonderful person. Because she is a wonderful person. And people have said to me, you did good. And it makes me tear up in a way. I'm like, I did? They're like, you did good. You know? And I think, no, I struggled and we had trouble. But what they see is the type of person that she is. So I will take kudos and credit for that. Because it was not easy, but it was very rewarding work. So that's all I'm, you know, going to say about that before I get too, you know, emotional. But number two is my job. Now, I have complained about said people at work and the tomfoolery at work and all the shenanigans and crazy folks. And I ain't trying to put all their business out there, but we've had the cast of characters at work. But I can truly say that I'm grateful. And it was a blessing. It was something that I asked for. And I consider that to be a manifestation because I needed it. I asked for it and I got it. I didn't get it in the way that I thought that I would, but I got it. I got a place where it was stable. You know, I had a purpose there, because they made me and still do make me feel very important about what I do. And how I get it done. And through this job, I was able to take care of B and raise her and give her, you know, the quality of life, not quite to where I wanted to, but I was able to take care of her and we were able to take vacations and do things. And I was able to help with college and I have a pension, I have insurance. I mean, I have all of those things that people from the, what do you call it? I'm Generation X. Okay, so baby boomers, people from the baby boomers era say that you want in a job. And it may be old school and an old school way of thinking, but let me tell you, when you get sick and you curled up in a ball because your stomach cramping and you don't know what's happening, it gives me peace of mind to be able to go to a doctor and say, this hurts, this aches, this is happening, and come out and pay $10 or $30. And that is a blessing. So that's the second thing. Lastly, and probably it's the weird thing, is photography. But photography is a blessing. I found photography later in life. I was maybe in my 40s when I realized that that was something not just that I was curious about, but something that I wanted to engulf myself in. I found a love of the art and colors and textures and tones and being able to talk with other photographers about. We would spend hours like in self-study talking about composition and juxtaposition and the art and colors and different types of cameras and technology and what was new and happening, and just hours of class time, you know, looking at photos. It's nerdy stuff, but to me it was everything. It was being around like-minded individuals who also had that love of just photography, and in a way it saved me. I made friends, I had lasting experiences, we would have group walks, and I still talk to these people to this day. We still communicate. And photography is not easy. You know, to anyone else, you pick up a camera, your phone, and you shoot. But for me, I had no faith in myself in the beginning that I could take a really well composed photo. And it was through inspiration and kudos through classmates and critique that I learned how to be better. But you don't learn how to be better by taking a photo a week. I learned how to be better by taking 100 photos a day. That was the level that I was on. I was literally carrying my heavy camera with me everywhere. And I would take no less than 100 pictures a day. It was about learning my camera inside and out. And I was taught that. I overcame an obstacle, and it was very challenging. It was very challenging. And sometimes when stuff gets challenging, I'll start to get hot and sweat, and my eyes get blurry and stuff gets all foggy, and I get this pain like in my chest. But it's just my anxiety flaring up because it's all coming at me at once, and I feel like I need to be still and move everything away from me and be still. And I'm like, okay, let me just stop and think and tackle it this way. And it's been a wonderful thing. I mean, again, I've made just the best relationships through photography and talking about it and having it being a conversation piece at work and here in my home. And it's just been wonderful. It really, really has. So that is gonna do it. I'm gonna wrap this up. I've been yakking long enough. I know y'all tired of hearing me yak. Voice cracking a little bit. So yeah, I've been yakking a lot. So as always, I have included a featured article from the Happiness Planner called The Key to Attracting What You Want into Your Life Using Positive Affirmation and Using the Laws of Attraction. I have included links to all my other posts in this series that I've done so far. Day one, my homework, and day two. I have also included my Penzu link in the bottom because I always talk about me journaling and how therapeutic it is. So Penzu is in the bottom. It is a 100% customizable online journal. And have fun with that because I love going in and typing and getting stuff off my chest. Also, not done yet, but still almost done reading The Next Right Thing, which I love. And that book has really changed the way I see things and the way I think about things and how I want to, you know, live my life and make decisions. It has just been the best therapy. And so if y'all hung with me this long, I love you. Thank you so much for hanging with me this Sunday. I really do appreciate each and every one of you. And I know I talk about followers and numbers, but let me be real. I love what I do, and I like coming on here Sunday and talking to you guys. It's therapy for me, and I hope at the same time if I could just help one person, just one person, work through something or give one person some material that they need to read to pull them out of the little rut that they're in, then damn numbers, that makes me happy. So if you have any experiences that you would like to share, please feel free to leave them in the comments. Don't forget to show me some love with a like or a follow, or join the family. Come on. Come on in. The door's always open and the coffee's hot, right? Okay, that was corny. But anyway, with that, I will close my post today. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Have a positive week. And as I always say, know thyself.